Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Len Robinson, New York Extra, with us here on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone.
Yeah,
and does it bother the people? I mean, it bothers us here in South Florida. We can't figure out how Tampa is like Titletown now. Does that disturb the people in New York? How is it possible that Tampa's winning all these championships? Plus, they came close. I mean, and if Kevin Cash doesn't pull Blake Snell in that ballgame, who knows? They might have a World Series as well with the Super Bowl title and two Stanley Cups.
Yeah, I'm going to get hated on right now, but I don't really care. People in New York, please can tell you what Tampa Bay is.
We love this man. He does a tremendous job with the New York Extra. He's the editor-in-chief there. And we are trackside on a deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Always a pleasure to welcome a full-fledged card-carrying member of the Degenerate Brethren. The great Len Robbins joins us here on the program. Len, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing okay, but I have to be honest, this morning is one of those mornings where I have to question my life decisions. Can I share?
Sure.
Okay, so yes. The daughter's boyfriend is in visiting, so she's sleeping on the couch, he's sleeping in her room, right? The son is sleeping in his room, the wife is sound asleep, so I'm coming to you live from the guest bathroom in the West Wing.
That's great.
A very refined distinction for many of our guests. We've done shows out of bathroom. Len Robbins, the New York Extra, with us here on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone. Deciding games by penalty kicks, or I used to do this, right? When you were playing a game in New York City, and you would just yell, "Your mother!" And that was enough to get the goalie to dive to his left as the ball was still sitting there on the ground, and the guy would hit some slow roller in the right side of the goal.
Well, because I think that if we want to expedite the legal system, right, throughout the country, we should decide marriages on penalty kicks. I think that's the best thing.
The time.
Wake up with Defo, joined by Luby. Welcome to The Defo Show.
I don't know if I should give this a try here. I was thinking about going more mainstream when it came to sports talk.
Oh, go ahead.
Luby's been pushing for this forever.
My dream.
It would probably appease the people in upper-level management to no end if all of a sudden we stopped the nonsense. put out some of these fires and then just did like more of a straight-laced show.
Yeah, instead of talking how you hijacked the Duke's plane to go to Saratoga so you could bet on the early double.
Nobody wants to hear your silly stories.
Right, 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 where you're smuggling coolers of beer
into
the track.
Believe me, there's a voice in my head that says that all the time, right?
Right.
Nobody wants to hear your silly stories. They just want to hear straight-up sports.
Straight-up sports.
Which, you know, in the mainstream, it would sound, something like this.
Let's get to it.
Thank you. This is the Johnny Stewart Show around the nation here. We do typical topical sports talk, and you can call in, and we respect your opinion here on the show, although we're not taking any calls. And we're going to go ahead and introduce the topic for the day, and that is, if Giannis, that's all anybody's saying,
if
right?
Giannis.
I mean, you tune in like Stephen A. Smith and Kellerman, if Giannis.
You know, if Giannis can score 40, I think there's going to be a pretty good chance that the Bucks are going to be able to handle the pressure from the Phoenix Suns.
See, you have sports talk.
Got it. Good job.
You don't have to just come on here and be a buffoon.
I enjoy being a buffoon. Why ruin my morning? I mean, come on.
Tracks out the Johnny Stewart Show. I mean, people will be
Johnny
tuning
Stewart,
in.
Johnny
Stewart,
is that your new name?
Well, you know, Johnny's doing big numbers for the network there, and he has sponsors that absolutely love the guy.
Yeah.
That DeChambeau thing was a little troubling yesterday when he cursed out his own sponsors. I mean, I just can't even conceive of it. It would be like saying that Anna is a fraud down at the old Volkswagen.
You stress me out just by saying it. I actually got, like, started to sweat.
It's crazy, right? He takes his driver and snaps it over his kneecap. And curses out this poor little old Jewish man that was following him everywhere he went, representing Cobra. Some guy named, Irving Schwartz. Yeah.
No, like Shlomo.
Shlomo Glickstein, I think it was. No, a former tennis player. Hey, Shlomo, I need another club.
It was not his
right?
name.
And DeChambeau, I mean, he comes off as he could be, I guess, difficult.
He's
Is
like
that
a
way to put it?
No, he's a loon.
He's not well.
You were
going
to say something that probably would have gotten us in a lot of trouble, Mike Lubitz, if you were going to do. But you want to do typical sports talk. You want to do the Johnny Stewart Show.
Exactly.
Johnny Stewart Show.
Johnny Stewart. I like that exact name. That's perfect.
Typical topical sports talk here with Johnny Stewart. No, I say this because, eventually it will be the Mike Lubitz Show. We're out here trackside, by the way, live, representing the great people at Deal Volkswagen. And we're at Gulfstream Park. It couldn't be any more beautiful, could it?
I love it out here. You
oh
know
my
that.
God.
You can't even, you know.
It's
you know what's
great.
Worse? And I'm cutting you off, but you literally, this is not good at all. The bottom line of ESPN, and it sat there for like a minute, said, DeChambeau rips driver, apologizes. You know what my first move would be? Oh, what's the driver? Oh, they must suck. That's not good. Oh, my God. It's just stressing me out.
No, it's over for DeChambeau.
That's bad.
He's fallen apart. He's lost it. The steroids have gotten to his mind.
The steroids.
No, I believe this. I mean, who was doing more juice, DeChambeau to bulk up? He was waif-like. He looked like, what was that guy's name? Charles Howell III?
Yes.
On the, and don't confuse him with Thurston Howell. Don't even start with that.
Lovey.
Gilligan's Island stuff.
Lovey. Good morning, Lovey.
Nobody can relate to it. Nobody wants Gilligan's Island. Well, no, our audience, everybody's like over 90, so it's great. We're number one there.
Number one on 90 and up?
90 and up and in poor health. Also greatly lacking in wealth. They're all still working like I am. But, it was crazy. I mean, he dissed his own sponsor. And your first inclination is to never buy a Cobra club, is it not? And this poor Irving Schwartz guy is running around going, no, don't say it. Don't say it, Bryson.
Well, you know,
because he was in the rough, which is literally like it's the size of a wheat field.
But that's the thing, you know, and there's a lot of guys, and you'll meet them in regular life and you'll meet them in sports. There's these guys that just can't take the blame on themselves. They got to blame something, either the club or the mitt or the ball, this and that. It's no, it was
like
you.
Like your man Conor McGregor implying now that he had a broken leg when he stepped into the ring.
Yeah.
And then he's like throwing these backspinning kicks or whatever they do there, like he was, in a kung fu movie.
Tripped over Michelelli before the fight.
What? Michelelli.
It's a WBCLA before the fight, Conor McGregor.
You probably had money on McGregor. No, you would have bet the other guy all day long. How did we not bet Nigeria, though?
I mean, Nigeria to beat the United States of America. I mean, come on. What
three heat scrubs against an NBA All-Star team. I mean, you could have beaten them with Jerry West out there.
Only you think of these things after it's over. I mean, if you would have told me before the game, I think I got an inside line here.
You would have been the guy that walked up to the window and shocked the world by taking Nigeria, and then they would say, do you want the 28 and a hook? That's all we're giving you. 20. And you would have said, no.
Money line.
Money line.
Yeah.
Money line.
Money line.
And they call the manager over right away. They call like the equivalent of the sportsbook pit boss. What would that be?
Yeah, I don't know. The sportsbook pit boss.
Joe, he wants Moneyline Nigeria.
And he's got a G-Wiz on him, and he wants to send it in.
We've been pumping him drinks all day on the free drink coupons. He was betting the races. You think he's consumed too much alcohol? Are we going to be responsible?
And what were they, 250-1 on the Moneyline?
2,500 for 100, yeah. So what's that, 250-1?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, just swipe a zero up there.
Mathematician, the exacta paid 3860, and you got it 12.5 times, and you can tell me the number. But that math you can't do.
Right. All I had to do was hack off a zero. All right. 940 wins later on. Going to feature the Greek and the Marlins back in action. We hope. Major League Baseball trying to resume last night. Yankees, no good, man. I can hear Angel Medina, the ultimate Yankee fan, the train around here.
Yes.
Many, many years. Does he still put one over every now and then? Every now and then you'll see Medina come up with like a 55-1 shot. Shruppy loves him.
What's your new name as the sports guy? What are you? Who are you?
I'm Stewart. Johnny Stewart. Typical topical sports talk. If Giannis.
Johnny, let me ask you a question. Now that this COVID has struck the New York Yankees, do you think there'll be many games off, or do you think we'll come back minus the guys that have the COVID? What's going to happen here?
Well, I don't know, Joe. That's going to be up to the doctors.
That's it.
We can do sports.
You give no answer.
You want to give that a shot for Deal Volkswagen? Will they drop off their sponsorship?
They'll shut off the radio immediately. They want to hear about horses, women, and booze. I mean, come on. They don't want to hear
it. I have a sporting beef, okay? And I don't want to jinx Colin Morikawa, who mentioned.
Stop mentioning his name.
He's on fire.
Yeah, there we go.
Fire.
You talk about McGregor just snapping one off. Now this guy's going to break
down. All of a sudden he's buried in one of those bunkers there where you can't even see the guy.
Oh, it's in the water.
It's pity. It's a shame, man. I miss that guy, Peter Ellis. I didn't know he checked out. I still, anytime I watch the, you know, a lot of the sporting events without the sound on.
Right.
For fear that Stephen A. Smith may pop up in the middle and condemn some Japanese guy because he doesn't speak English.
Oh, man.
What has this come to, this whole, genre of sports talk?
Where's Archie Bunker when you need him?
No, I have a sports beef, Luby. You'll love this, okay? Are you ready for this? It's coming up in the next segment. How about that?
All right.
See, now I'm doing a Johnny Stewart show.
A sports beef brought to you by Johnny Stewart.
I tell you what, the Greek is atypical. He's coming your way 3 o'clock today, 940 wins, and also on the iHeartRadio app, which is a great thing. Download that, and you can check out the show there, and that way you don't have to be pinned to a radio.
I can't hear nothing he's saying. I'm getting static.
The Greek would have been the guy to bet Nigeria. You could have probably
put 200 on Nigeria, not even a stick.
He would have been that guy.
Right? He would have pulled 200 out by mistake and just said, okay, yeah, bet it all.
Give me the deuce on Nigeria.
But he stopped betting. Something happened to this guy. Worse than you. I mean, you talk about a guy with a vital transformation.
Worse than you.
No, when you're with certain women on a long-term basis, not just your usual fly-by-night stuff, one-night stands. Now the time has come.
The end is near.
The end is near.
So I face the final curtain.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, when you were with that woman at Saratoga.
Yes.
Everyone knows
it was like you were under some kind of, bizarre.
She had a spell on me.
Mystical spell, yes. You weren't yourself. Oh, I got to get these sandwiches. I got to get these sandwiches.
Why? Try to
who
be,
needs one? We'll buy a pretzel when we get in there. What is wrong with you?
I know.
I got to get all this beer. You were running around Saratoga like a madman, like you were a UPS driver.
You might not have thought it was my normal way to go. but it was not. But you were very happy that there was a cooler full of beer and
big
sandwiches.
Deal. I'm a freebie artist.
I know
I'm in the media.
You were eating
them. I'm
like
happy
were,
if somebody hands me something.
Is Devo take full advantage of it and still judge you at the same time?
Yeah, he still gets mad about it.
I felt sorry for the kid. Yeah. I really did. The way
he drank a six-pack and ate two subs, and he's complaining that I was a different guy.
We didn't have anything on the plane.
Yeah, now you're mad at the Duke because the plane wasn't
stopped. That was Luby. Yeah,
like
Duke's pouring like a $75 bottle of wine, and Luby goes, Dishwater. Like you're the gambling freaking gourmet.
Mike
Mayo is going to join us later on. All right, I have a beef. I'm going to get into it in the next segment here on the show. Legitimate as the John Stewart Show around the country, typical topical sports talk. If Giannis, it's true, Stephen A. Smith, Kellerman. If Giannis.
I hear that name quite a bit, yeah.
Sharp. And what's his face? Bayless. If Giannis.
Actually true.
What can you possibly say that hasn't been said already? I mean, that would be my question. What if Giannis.
even.
I'm glad the
goes for 42 tomorrow night. Would you be inclined to take 220 Tommy
the device? The only thing I like about the fact that Giannis is doing really well and that all the injury talk and everything that was going on, he wasn't going to make it.
He was finished. He was a bum.
They were going to have to wheel him out on the court and all that. But so now, you know, Pitino.
You would have thought he was Hawthorne Wingo.
Our guy, Rick. Pitino, who you know, loves us and even loves the Degenerate Friday show.
Does he remember us? Do you think he does?
I think he does, Pitino? Because, yes, of course. He said this is a Degenerate
We stand
radio.
Out in the industry. It's not going to ever sound like the Jon Stewart show.
You'll never be on a show like this again.
Right. He enjoyed his time on the program. I could tell that.
And if Giannis continues, is he going to play for the
Are you going to ask
Greece?
Me an if Giannis question? Luby, yeah. What about if Giannis goes for 70?
No, does he play in the Olympics? Does he play for Pitino in Greece?
He goes for 70.
Goes for seven.
Mean, that would be Pitino's wish. I mean, he said that.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing for Greece.
No?
I already think he's. Yeah, already think
who's
he's
on
decided.
The Greek team?
I don't know.
Who's on
I
the Greek team?
Is probably brothers.
Does the Greek own the team? Our Greek? Does he own the Greek team?
The Greek.
I wouldn't doubt it. He
owns Stefanos.
He has a piece.
Stefanos here. Yes, he's in the shipbuilding industry. All right, we're coming back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
He made a lot of money. It's 7:19.
Money and I gotta go home. Hanging in the breezeway with a bunch of bananas.
Lost all my money and I gotta go home.
Can't pay my loan shark, so I'm moving to Havana.
Lost all my money and I gotta go home.
Deo,
deo.
Lost all my money and I gotta go home.
The morning just isn't right without Defo. We now return to the Defo Show.
Welcome back to the show. A beautiful morning shaping up here at Breezeway Bar, Gulfstream Park. Jersey Carl and I are trackside. I'm Jeff DeForest. Michael Luby Lubitz at the controls. Already hounding us, Jersey Carl. Already hounding us.
About?
About various things. But I had this topical sports talk beef that I wanted to air here on the program.
Yes, the beef. I'm ready for
are
it.
Are you ready for it?
Where's the beef?
I mean, I'm kind of a sports purist, in a sense. I don't know. Does that mean old school or just old fart? What do you think?
I don't know. You could go either way.
This bothers me.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Legitimately bothers me. I mean, what is wrong with this picture? And it's a whole thing, and it relates to kids growing up, even the grandkids, right?
Yes.
The cell phone, as great of an advantage as it is ruining life, is it not? When are we going to go back to stopping and just smelling the coffee and taking things for what they are? All these people at a ball game, at a Marlins game, if you look to a person, it doesn't matter, male, female, short, tall, fat, thin, everyone's on their phone, young, old.
Yeah. Staring at the screen.
Everybody is staring. I mean, the pitch is coming in there, and a guy, Aguilar, is about to smack one.
You'd like to see
all the way in the Biscayne Bay. Is that anywhere near the stadium? But you know, you get the picture, right? This thing is going to be flying over the train station and right on the Biscayne Boulevard.
And you missed the whole thing because you're staring at your phone.
Yeah, and at the last second, a guy will look up and go, oh, wow, look at that, a home run. And they go right back to the phone.
Right.
What is that? Does that bother you at a sporting event to see that?
You see it everywhere, though. It's not
restaurants,
just restaurants. That first date, you're out with a girl. Both of you are looking at your cell phones. I mean, you're not even talking. No, I don't like
that. No, you're texting each other while you're at the table.
No, you're
on
not.
A blind first date.
You're not texting. You can talk to the person.
I believe I saw that. I was at the professor's place, the Foundry. And I always try to figure out, are these people first-time starters? You know, so I asked the Mustang. She disagrees with me on all of it, like a 180-degree. Like, well, I'll say, those people just met. They're on a blind date. She goes, no, they're not. They're married for 20 years.
Yeah. I'm surprised when you said I do, she didn't say I don't.
Yeah. That's a surprising thing. That's why I probably said I do first.
Because you haven't agreed on anything.
Well, that was
since,
then. This is now.
Since
yeah,
that
yeah.
day.
Well, I mean, you know my theory about that. The minute she says I do, everything changes.
Changes.
But can we change this, Louis? Does this bother you?
And there it is.
He's actually watching a game anymore.
Check your cell phones at the door. I mean, no, you're never going to make that happen. People are never going to let them go. This
Shouldn't
is the way.
Shouldn't they confiscate all cell phones at the gate of any ball game that you're at?
I would like to see a line drive to a guy, you know, looking at his
cell
phone.
Oh, you don't want to see some guy get beamed in the stand.
I'd like to see his cell phone smashing in.
Beer goes flying.
Beer flies.
Popcorn's all over the place.
Cell phone is just destroyed, and then he sues the team because his phone got ruined.
You're evil with a thought like that. All right. It's hey. Later on, actually a couple of them, in Len Robbins and also Mike Mayo, the gambling gourmet.
Mayonnaise.
Around here, trackside at Gulfstream Park, Luby says, gotta go.
That's what he always says.
We have a deal Volkswagen, the Forest Files on tap as well. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Does Steinbrenner have COVID-19 too? I mean, like every Yankee, it's amazing. It's 7:30.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are there favorable signs in the run for 71? That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Summer is heating up, and so are the great deals on certified pre-owned vehicles at DOVW. It's like getting a new car without paying a new car price. They're basically selling them wholesale to the public, and they all come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report, great mileage, and better prices. Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, and much more. All at great prices with Volkswagen-backed warranties. Check out the Deal inventory online and see the great quality selection they have. Only showroom quality vehicles and many with one owner. Real cream puffs and new inventory arriving daily, so check often. Get down to their classic location at 3601 Bird Road and beat the heat in a certified pre-owned VW. You'll be like thousands of happy customers that say, it's all about the DEEL. Carfax vehicle history reports are based only on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. With the All-Star break upon us and the Marlins set to swing back into action Friday night against the Phillies, it's time to dig in for the grind on the Deal Volkswagen run for 71. The Fish would need to post a record of 32-41 in their final 73 remaining games for the folks at Deal and us to cash a ticket in consecutive seasons. That after crushing the number during the COVID-compromised 2020 campaign, going back-to-back, however, is going to take some work. The 2021 campaign began loaded with promise. In fact, the over-under total for the season posted at a modest 70-and-a-hook wins looked like a misprint on the betting sheets when it was first established. We jumped on it with unbridled enthusiasm, thinking the team's starting five in the rotation would be as good as any in Major League Baseball. And with Kim Ng at the controls from the GM chair, keying on shoring up Don Mattingly's bullpen, it wouldn't take much to finish 20 games under 500 for the season. But as they say about the best laid plans, starting five was immediately diminished with injuries to hot prospect Sixto Sanchez, who won't perform at all this season after recently undergoing shoulder surgery, and the loss of Eliezer Hernandez, who has been able to make just two starts after showing so much promise at the tail end of last year. The designation TBD has become all too common in listing Marlins starting pitching during the season. And despite getting excellent performances through the entire first half from their three remaining healthy starters, the Marlins have had to be extremely creative in coming up with ways to fill the void left by the losses of Sanchez and Hernandez. While run production has been inconsistent and not especially timely, there have been some bright spots with the bat. Adam Duvall and Jesus Aguilar have been among the league leaders in RBIs all year long, and Duvall's 19 homers make that acquisition look very solid. Aguilar, who was a bright spot when picked up last year, has continued to spark the club throughout the season, and Jazz Chisholm has also been a catalyst at different times. Starling Marte has been consistently professional in the field and at the plate, and his loss to injury early in the year had definitive impact on some of the team's many close losses. However, in capsulizing the Marlins' frustrating first half, all one needs to do is look at the number of one-run games that they have lost. As of July 4th, the actual midpoint of the season, the Fish had fallen 18 times in one-run games. That equates out to 36 for the year, which would be one off the all-time franchise record of 37 one-run losses set in the team's inaugural 1993 campaign. Zach Thompson has shown promise as a starter, giving our reigning manager of the year one more spot in the rotation he may be able to count on In the second half, Alcantara, Rodgers, and Lopez have all been good enough to make us believe we can eclipse that number. Have to toss in the disappointment and the lack of development of guys like Louis Brinson, Monty Harrison, and anyone named Diaz. Still, think the Fish will make it to 71. At this point, anything more would be a plus. But with a little luck and a better fate in close games, our bank account could be a little fatter come October, even without another postseason appearance. Jeff DeForest, The DeForest Files. Where, you know, the professor has now been obsessed. He was betting all kinds of weird stuff. I almost said something that rhymes with zit. During the pandemic, right? That would have been 2 weeks in a row. Right? What's going on with that brain, DeForest? You better get that Prevagen. You got any jellyfish I can eat? I mean, that seems to be the thing that restores your memory.
Jellyfish.
Do you buy into that?
No.
Diana Nyad would have never forgotten a thing if that was true. She was swallowing jellyfish from Havana to Key West.
That was sick. What was that? That was disgusting. That poor woman's face. I mean, you talk about looking like Chuck Wepner. She looked like Chuck Wepner when they pulled her out of the water.
She was wearing a jellyfish on her head that looked like a yarmulke, right? I thought she was straight out of shul. I'm like, wow.
The best way to kick off your day is with Defoe plus Luby. We now return to the Defoe Show.
Hey, Jude. Don't make it bad.
I don't think that's happened to you, where you became obsessed with something, especially something that would be difficult to accomplish. No, you have become obsessed with that difficult to accomplish thing. That's hitting the late pick five at Saratoga.
Everybody,
you come out of that looking like Nyad when she came out of the water there in Key West.
I think everybody that plays horses would love to hit the late pick five. The late pick five pool yesterday at Saratoga had over $1 million. Yeah,
how's they don't that? Mess how around. Yeah.
Send it in.
Right? They got their sandwiches. They go run. I just love the people running through the gates. Welcome back to the show. Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday on the way here at Gulfstream Park. It's beautiful out here at Gulfstream Park. There's our man, Billy Badgett, eyeballing some young steed that's out there on the race course right now as the horses are working out. And they have big cards coming up, including this afternoon, live racing, and, of course, the simulcast from Saratoga. And Del Mar. I don't do any good at Del Mar. Do you? Are you a decent Del Mar handicapper? I am not. And, you know, this includes 8 years of covering racing at Santa Anita. And yet at Del Mar, it's... I mean, on the outside corner, caught looking again, DeForest. That's three strikeouts for DeForest in this game. I could go over the card very easily out there. And now, are they going to have... They're going to have bigger fields at Del Mar, are they not?
The fields this year, due to that incentive program,
they
where they're
giving cash away.
If you
ever owned a horse, if you ever rode a horse, you get money. When
bring
you go
your horse here, and we'll give you money. Yeah. So, I mean, they're trying to increase the field size, and
because it is abysmal out there, unfortunately, and it's a Stronach track, Santa Anita, but. When you see these 4 or 5 horse fields, it's kind of depressing as a horse racing fan.
Yeah, I think you're going to be okay at Del Mar. This is, like you say, the boutique summer meet. So you're going to get...
Everybody shoots for this.
You're going to get decent fields, and they got some great racing there. And actually, we're going to visit Del Mar this summer on our trip.
Is that right? Now, what's the day on that?
That is the 25th is when we're leaving, and we'll be returning home on that following Monday, which is, I don't know, at 5 days, I guess.
And don't mention my name's in the handicapping tournament, which involves a return trip to... Viva Las Vegas. How great is that going to be?
Yes,
now, you weren't out on the last trip.
No, I missed that
one. A lot
of
people were upset about that,
including
Marty the Party Sacks. He would not let it go. I told him finally, just let it go, Marty the Party. The man's in love, and he's doing strange things. He's doing things he wouldn't otherwise do.
You're going to keep saying that.
No, I mean, I know it to be true because you reminded me of the Saratoga trip. I know it to be true. You should have seen this guy, Luby. He was more Meshuggah than you are before we do anything, right? Where...
I saw him. He left us. What do you mean? We were at a party, and all of a sudden, you and I are like, where's everybody? And he left without saying anything. He didn't text us. He didn't say anything. He just left us.
Nothing, yeah.
I saw him. I was there.
Yeah, and he was a different guy, right?
Yes.
He had that spooked look on his face.
Yeah, we don't want to get into that. The spooked look.
You did. Now, your brother's in town.
Maybe I'm not good in these situations. Do you ever think that? Maybe I'm a little nervous under pressure, you know?
Something comes over you.
That's weird.
I don't want to say what it is. I really don't know what it was.
Could be nerves, you know?
Yeah. But
I'm not used to carrying the extra weight, you know?
Your brother's in town, and he's with the Mariners now. They're not doing so good. Things aren't going so well. But he says they still draw 25,000. Is that right?
They're averaging 25,000
And he's the marketing director, so he should be getting an award.
Yeah, then he's doing well.
He should be
a crappy team that can outdraw even some of the good teams in Major League Baseball.
They love their baseball out there in Seattle, and Kevin does a great job.
Is there nothing else to do? I mean, is that part of the problem?
No, there's a lot of stuff to do.
What? Name something. What do you do?
You go down there and throw some fish at the fish market.
Yeah, that's a thrill.
You can go down to the Puget Sound. There's a bunch of nice bars and grills and hang out there on the wharf.
And do what? I mean, so you have a couple of meals, and then what?
I have a couple cocktails. Maybe you meet a nice girl.
Bowling alleys? I mean, what do they have?
They have bowling alleys.
How does he entertain himself?
They got Emerald Downs for you horse racing fans. You could get on the expressway and zoom out to Emerald. They got racing there 3 or 4 nights a week. Why not?
Maybe one jockey at Emerald Downs that you follow. And you would know.
Coutan. A guy named Coutan. Huh? Julian Coutan is one of them.
Julian Coutan.
Yeah.
Would you like extra croutons with that?
No,
Mr.
not
Martinez?
Coutan. Coutan is the guy's name.
Right.
And some of your Bay Meadow guys are up there. No, it's a good little meet. It's a great meet. I've been there.
Was that Long Acres at one time?
It could have been Long Acres at one time, yes. It could have been.
I always wanted to go there as part of my racetrack.
Well, I'm like you when I go to a different destination. I went there for my brother's wedding, actually, and then me and my dad were able to escape the dinner the night before the wedding, and we scooted out to Emerald Downs.
Well, see, you're proving my point.
What's that?
Well, when you were with your
exactly.
father, and it was way out of the way to go to this racetrack that's out in the boondocks somewhere in Seattle,
right.
which is already ensconced in woods.
Yes.
In a very rural type of place, you made it to the racetrack. But when you went to New Jersey, where the racetrack was around the corner, Monmouth Park, your favorite place where you grew up, where you became a man, this was like your, you know, bar mitzvah.
Where you became
bar
a man.
Mitzvah.
There's a lot of stuff
this
going
was your
on
communion.
In the picnic area.
You were eating the wafer there. In the infield paddock.
There are many things going on behind the trees in the picnic area at Monmouth Park, but becoming a man wasn't one of them.
You blossomed into the human being that you are, and yet, as an adult, with perfect freedom of choice to do whatever you want to do, because you have the means to do it.
Yes.
While under the auspices of being in love with Karen.
Karen!
You never found the racetrack.
That's everything we had, Karen.
You never found the track.
I did not that
weekend. You never got me down,
Ray. It is interesting. He misses his brother's rehearsal dinner.
His brother's wedding,
yeah. And it's his brother, and they're close. So he's
I didn't
either
say
best man.
He's not
dinner.
Like us. He's only been married once. Yeah.
You would think he's an usher. He's in the bridal. You would think he has a decent role in the wedding because it is his brother.
I did have a decent role. I was in the wedding party,
he
but we scoped down whatever.
Dinner to go to a track.
To go to a track.
I went
doesn't
to the
even
dinner.
Know, but
yet,
in his hometown, the track he knows well for wedding, he's not involved in. There's no way he's involved in this wedding. He can't get to the track. Okay, I actually have to agree with you, Tifo. When I was on his side up until this moment. That's a little weird. That is a little weird.
The man morphs into a complete wimp.
Just because I'm involved
with a woman on more than a daily basis.
Just because I take the consideration for the person that I'm with, and maybe they're not into the racetrack.
Oh, get out of here.
And the fact, I mean.
You wouldn't even be with somebody that didn't smell like the track. What are you talking about?
Smell like the track. This is very nice. Now you're
what
saying,
are you wearing? Oda Aqueduct.
The Momo.
Doga's got a great
smell to it. I don't know that
part
I want
the ambiance.
I don't want to sleep with that smell, though. I mean, come on.
You would prefer that to most colognes. All right, we're coming back with more. We're out here at Trackside. Speaking of, I just love the smell of the game here.
Yes.
But, no, it's fantastic out here. Absolutely beautiful, and it's going to be even more beautiful this afternoon when they're racing. So make your plans to come on out for the Twilight Card at Gulfstream Park. You can win some cash. You're doing a great job with that. And it is sensational out here this morning. A deal, Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Later on, Len Robbins is going to be with us. Mike Mayo, the gambling gourmet. Have you scoped anything out? You're not going to give out Glynn County as your degenerate stimulus.
No, I know.
Horse,
I mean,
are you?
I'm going to bet that horse.
Are you giving
you
out the bucks based on the fact that 220 time he said it was going to be a Phoenix sweep at 0-2?
I have learned to just follow the signs, like you said. I'm not going to say a word. Last Friday when the text came in, you notice he's silent here this morning. There's been no text messages.
That's really funny.
220. Yeah, nothing. Because he did.
He's scared.
You know, he put his shoe.
What a curse.
He put his foot.
I mean, this is worse than being interviewed by Rachel Nichols. I mean, to have a curse like that put on a team. Are you kidding me?
Since he said sweep, you understand they haven't won a game.
I don't even think they've had a lead. I think they led 1-0.
No, they had a lead most of
the I don't know.
No, they led most of game 4.
They must have tied some lead ankle weights to the Suns' ankles because they have not been playing like they should have in the first
game. I will say he did put the kibosh on Chris Paul ever since he said that Chris Paul has played utterly disastrous, like in a way he's never played his entire career.
Incredible, yeah. And Piscataway Ray, it turns out he might have been right.
Yeah.
the whole time. We laughed at him. We mocked him. We took some liberties with his good name and reputation as a degenerate sicko gambler. And he even said to me, maybe I ought to stay away from hoops, Defo.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that on the show
the other day,
when you got that exclusive interview with Piscataway Ray.
He called in.
Very hard to get
he
that.
He bounced for Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill. Yeah. I like that. It was no Bryson DeChambeau there. Hey, you know what? My sponsors suck. Who would say something like that?
That's so bad.
What kind of crackpot?
What an idiot. That's so bad.
Oh,
it reminded me of when Sammy Ballesteros, and I witnessed this personally. One of my favorite things, you know, the golf tournaments, they have all the guys on a range, and you wonder how they ever miss a shot. Because every shot on a driving range is whoosh,
right
down the middle. Whoosh. I'm going to put a little draw on this one. Look at that thing curling to its left. Right? They have complete control and command over every shot that they hit. Ballesteros hits like three 350-yard drives back when that was an accomplishment. Right down the middle. He fades one. He hooks one a little bit, puts a little draw on it. And then he turns around, takes the driver, snaps it over his knee, and there were some marketing guys from whatever type of club that it was, and he's cursing them out in Spanish. I don't even speak any Spanish, and I knew he was cursing them out. And that was it. He walked off. He stormed off, and I'm thinking, you couldn't hit any more perfect shots than that, and he hates the club.
He wanted 375. 350 wasn't enough.
This was brutal, though. This would be like Luby saying that Justina Testa can never get you a dime. Incredible. Or us denouncing the Taos as the car of the year. Teal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday continues from Gulfstream Park. Jeff DeForest, Jersey Kyle Martinez, Mike Luby Lubitz, the Gambling Gourmet later on. And we'll return with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Marlins baseball today, 4 o'clock. It's 7:51. This comes from the great Defo Lama. It's the bets you don't make, the chances you don't take, that can compromise an otherwise incredible life, my friend.
The only way to get your morning started is with Defo, joined by Luby, right here on The Defo Show.
I know you would have done it. I know you would have done it. You would have been on Nigeria and the money line. That's your kind of play. And everybody would have told you that you were flat out of your mind, and you would have walked away. Would you have put 200 on that? That seems a little bit steep. I think the Greek might have put a deuce on that if he was still gambling. But and I thought, sure, Luby, that the Greek had a reverse intervention. Didn't you think that was the deal when he was out in Las Vegas? He went there kind of piggybacked in behind us. Although he probably went in much grander style than we did.
But we would have thrown a stick at it. You know that, right? I mean, we would have. If you would have said to me, hey, look, Rick, take a shot here. I think these guys might
have. No, if I would have said to you, hey, this is crazy, man. You're only getting $2,500 on the money line with Nigeria, then you would have done it.
I would have thrown a stick at it.
That's your kind of play.
One stick.
But I thought the Greek was being dragged out to Las Vegas to get him to start bidding again. The reverse intervention for a degenerate. It's a degenerate Friday. We're having a good time. We do have some thoughts. And if people call in, start every sentence with, if Giannis. Where would you go with that? If Giannis. That is sports talk right now, 24 hours a day. It's just incredible. We're following the British Open. My guy Morikawa is lighting it up. I don't want to put the jinx on him, but he's about halfway through the round. 6 under on the day, man.
Never mind that a tuft of wind has blown his ball slightly offline here. It's a pity it's found its way and worked its way to the bottom of a watery grave.
Wasn't he 9 under earlier?
Well, that's for the tournament.
Oh,
6 under for the day, man.
Oh, all right.
9 holes. He's on fire. All right, coming back with more in a moment from the Breezeway Bar here, Trackside, Gulfstream Park. Live racing later on today, Friday through Sunday. The spring-summer meet is on. It's a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Len Robbins in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Mayo, the Gambling Gourmet, at 9 o'clock. Back in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 7:59.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.